High overhead, the winged cryptogen circled tightly, its golden wings glinting in the sunlight that shafted through the clouds. Anaya squinted up at it, stunned. This was the last thing she'd expected to emerge from the ship that had just crash-landed. Not a runner or a swimmer, but a flyer. The enemy. Where was Terra? Or maybe there had never been a Terra, or any rebels, and she'd been mistaken all along. Why had she trusted them? She had stupidly thought this was going to be a peaceful encounter between humans and three cryptogen rebels, to form an alliance, to work together, and make a weapon that would defeat their mutual enemy. That was a fantasy, a lie, and it was her fault. Terrified, she watched the flyer face off with the helicopter that had fired the missile. The spiky crest on the creature's helmet shimmered with a sickly violet light and emanated an ominous whine. Even all the way down here, Anaya heard it. Everyone around her winced at the sound. Seth, Petra, Dr. Weber, Colonel Pearson, the lone soldier. She knew that whine could swell at any moment, to crush people and decimate buildings.
"Why is there a flyer?" Pearson shouted at her.
"I don't know."
"Is that helmet a weapon?"
"Yes."
"They said they'd come unarmed." "You attacked."
This voice had never been inside Anaya's head. Definitely it was not Terra's. It came from the flyer. The words carried an angry whiff of gasoline and had a jagged metallic taste like she had just bitten her own tongue. "It was a mistake," she called back desperately and hoped the flyer believed her anguished words. "Don't fire," she shouted at Pearson, suddenly hopeful. "I'm talking to it."
"Tell the flyer to stand down," Pearson barked.
Anaya didn't think they were in any position to give orders. "We fired first. We promised we wouldn't. Get the helicopter out of here." Pearson said nothing. It was a standoff, and all it would take was for the helicopter to open fire again, and the flyer would destroy it, and then the rest of them on the ground. Suddenly, the noise from the flyer's helmet evaporated, and the flyer turned away from the helicopter. "Look!" Petra shouted. She wasn't pointing into the air, but at the smoldering cryptogen ship on the field. From the hatch, a second creature was emerging. At first, it looked so much like a human astronaut that it took Anaya a moment to realize the creature was wearing a synthetic white skin that covered almost its entire body. From the hood protruded a furred face that tapered into a long muzzle. Fitted across its large nostrils was a breathing mask, with tubing that fed into a slim pack on its back. Earth air wasn't right for these cryptogens, not yet. The creature stood tall on its two powerful legs, then took a step across the field toward Anaya. In her mind, she saw a flare of familiar amber light, smelled damp soil, and instantly felt a flood of recognition and relief. This was the person whose voice had filled her head so many times over the past days. And now here she was. Suddenly, Anaya's cheeks were damp with tears of relief. "It's Terra," she told everyone. "You're sure?" Petra asked. Instinctively, Anaya was walking closer to greet her.
"You promised you would not attack."
Terra's silent words vibrated with bewilderment and hurt, but also anger. "I'm sorry," Anaya replied. "It was one soldier acting alone. We didn't order it." She felt a stab of guilt that she had been so quick to lose faith in Terra. Still, the sight of the flyer had been so shocking, so terrifying. What else could she think?